This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
So bad. I just want to be next to you. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. They've got it all. They really do. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code Alice and get $50 off. Do it today. Summer is, it's 1 month from now. You need to get that set up. Come on. What are you waiting for? The 48th season finale of Survivor tonight, 8 o'clock.
What?
CBS. So far.
Who's the winner? Call it.
I really wish it was Camilla, but it isn't going to be.
Why?
Because I just, two episodes ago, they needed to get rid of either Eva or Joe. I think it might be Eva. It depends on how she argues for herself. I don't know. I don't. Do you have a pick?
I would go. Eva's good. Mm. Eva's a good pick. I think that she absolutely had a survivor moment on that show, and it
she's a very sympathetic and likable character.
If you don't like one of the ladies on there who was not a shoo-in, I can't remember her name.
Mary?
No, the black lady that handed her
a star.
Stars. Hands her her immunity idol.
Yep.
And there's a moment where you'd be like, walk over here with me. In what world do you hand away your right. safety in this game to because she
solved it.
No.
Yeah, but that was yours.
Yeah. You're crazy. You just gave your game away.
Yeah.
You just gave it away. And that's the moment where you go, she got everybody's sympathy in that moment. Everybody's.
Yep.
Or empathy. I don't know what you want to call it, but either way, it's like one of those times where you right. just go.
People are pulling for her. She is a sympathetic character, and you do feel for her, and you're sort of proud, like, oh my God, I cannot believe you're out here doing this and what you've accomplished so far.
And Joe.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah. And Joe, the guy, he's another example. He's like, what? Well, not only do I want to help her, but I want my kids to see that her, you know, beating her odds.
And I want my kids to see me being a hero.
Yeah, like, so it's yikes.
These people are going to be, if they make it to the final three, I think one of them wins. But I really love Camilla. I just think that she and Kyle have played a really good game on the down low. I would love, and plus she's from Foster City.
Have her in here.
We could, if she wanted to, yeah. I would love that.
Hey, Camilla, get in here.
I really like her.
I mean, please.
I like her little face, too. It's funny. Like, you know, sometimes you see someone, you're like, oh, I like that person. Camilla,
yeah.
Camilla, I'm in love with you.
I have that feeling from time to time.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Not like in a sexy way.
What are you talking about? Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying I absolutely relate to that.
Okay.
I've definitely seen people where I'm like, I like your face.
Yeah. Yes, like that. Right. She kind of reminds, she reminds me of this friend of mine, but she's got her own little thing going on.
Maddie agrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like a lot of faces.
Well, a lot of people like your face, yeah, too. I mean, 50% of people like your
Bob's
face.
Into it, too.
By the way, Bob is like that for me. Like, I liked Bob right off the bat. You know what I mean? People can blow it. Sometimes you like the look of somebody and then they, you know, play Survivor crappy or they're bad at their job or something, which neither of them are. She's a good Survivor player. Bob's great at her job. There you go. Sometimes you just see somebody you like. Anyway, the 48th season finale of Survivor is tonight at 8 on CBS. I will not be able to watch that tonight, but on Friday morning, I'll bring it up and we can chat about it. By then, we'll all know. Also, just a quick reminder, if you're in Bob's Movie Club, which everyone on this show is on in Bob's Movie Club, the assignment this week was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You have until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to finish it up. Of course, you can join us for the conversation, and maybe you've already seen it, but it's...
Yeah, I've already seen it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We'll be assigned a new movie tomorrow as well, I assume.
Do we have a production element to an introduction to this big moment for her?
No, but I can make something.
Oh, do
yeah,
it.
Let's just, okay. I'm happy to sing something for you. I didn't even think of that. I should have said,
that'd
John,
be great.
Bob needs an intro.
Oh,
please.
Let's make John do it.
Well, John's a little busy today. We got some stuff going on, but maybe eventually. Oh, Ron from Brickhead or Idea. Is that the name of his band?
Maddie, can you make her a production element? We shouldn't be having people out in the world. We shouldn't be...
Bob's Movie Club.
Can
anyone make
us a free sounder for our...
That's where we're at, Vinny.
I'll make one.
Don't act like
we got a guy now.
I can make a
sounder. All right, great. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Good luck with that. So we'll all be chatting about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then Bob will give us... do you have a movie picked out for our next assignment?
I will tomorrow.
Okay. I suppose you could give us the assignment.
She has no clue.
Friday.
But right? She will tomorrow. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I just said, mm-hmm, but gracefully.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Thanks for outing me.
You're so graceful.
So Bob's Movie Club tomorrow at 6. This is just, I find it interesting. And, you know, as a person who's had a guy by the name of Bill Belichick in my life for the last, I don't know, 25 plus years, I'm interested in the fact because it's since before his current girlfriend was even born, he's been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Hudson is reportedly telling people that she and Bill Belichick are engaged. At one point, not that long ago, there was a story circulating that said she was at something with a ring on that finger. And it looked very engagement-y. But then since then, she's been photographed plenty of times without it. There really isn't anything that is saying, yes, they're engaged. His people aren't getting back to the press. Her people, apparently, she is her people, and she's been mum about this. And actually, he's taken her on. He says that she handles his life now. Bill Belichick says this Jordan Hudson chick is like, she's running interference for him, and it lets me do the coaching, and she runs my life for me.
Yeah, but people... myself included, feel like there's an elder abuse thing happening here.
Well, it certainly is. Looks like something that someone should do a wellness check on immediately.
I'd be more bummed if I'm a UNC football fan. He's supposed to be the head coach of this college football team for the first season, and he doesn't seem to ever be there doing it. He's out doing all this other stuff.
It is really weird, especially as Sarah mentioned, for people who followed the NFL and have known him to be this guy who was behind this huge dynasty of, what, 6 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many they got. I
don't know.
But it's a lot.
I thought they got 12 or 15.
12?
You know, maybe like 100% of them.
Anyway, and now you're hearing him in the press and like on the talking heads on ESPN are like, that guy won't even make it to the first game of the season. And it's like, he's not a player. He's the... how does the coach not make it to the first game of the season? But they're saying all this nonsense he's tied up in has distracted him from ever doing the job he's supposed to be doing.
To be fair, isn't it May, right? Like, recruiting season should be over and...
No, the coaches are like...
they're hard at work already.
I was just thinking that, though, that like the training camp doesn't probably start till the summer.
No, they just had supposed to have spring ball, and then, you know, this is like... we have a new coach at WVU, and he is like doing pressers every day.
I don't know. You know what? I just thought, well, there's...
in small towns, and I lived in one. I was in Eugene, Oregon, and that's where the Ducks play. The spring game is a full-blown, gigantic event that many look forward to in a big way. You couldn't possibly, like, living here where there's you have access to 20 different events on any given day.
Well, they seem to be literally everywhere. So it does, you're right. It doesn't seem like he's hanging out there. They're like, I'm looking at pictures. I mean, she even just being up in Maine, she was in that Miss Maine pageant.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he is, you know, coaching 12-hour days and then leaves afterward and goes wherever. He's got dough.
16-hour days. What else can I do? Here's, to me, this is the only real sign that maybe something is up with the two of them. What with the whole wellness check that
you mean like she's
like she might
rolling act, him
that they're act no that oh. they're actually engaged.
Oh, I see.
And it's that he has had for a while a boat by the name of Eight Rings. And so I'm going to say they won 8 Super Bowls, or maybe they were in 8 Super Bowls. I don't know.
8 Rings.
That's what it says. 8 Rings.
Well, it's he won with other teams too. The Giants.
Oh, right. He won with the Giants. And yeah.
VIII. Rings. He just changed the name of his boat.
Sorry. I have it up on the screen for you so you guys can see the boat.
Change the name of the boat.
Before and after.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna look at this. It's not a giant yacht or anything. It's just a nice like a cruiser. Pair of big engines.
He has 8 Super Bowl rings.
Who did they say?
Bill Belichick has a total of 8 Super Bowl rings, 6 as head coach of the New England Patriots. And 2 as a defensive coordinator for the New York Giants.
So there's the before.
8 rings.
It's 8 rings. So he's had this boat for a long time.
Right.
And now he's changed the name to I+VIII rings. So it's like 1+8 rings.
That tells me they're definitely engaged.
Right?
Yeah.
It's on the only one other
exclamation. Yeah, but is it possible he walked up and went, who put that on my boat?
Yes, that is possible.
Well, I did, honey.
Telling the world.
I bought that at Ace Hardware on my way to the dock.
I bought an I and a plus, and I stuck it on there. It's a black-bottomed boat, like the sides are black, and it's a white. It looks, I don't know if it's painted or a stick-on or whatever it is, but it had 8 rings. Now it has an extra 1 ring. It literally says I, the plus sign, VIII rings.
You know,
it's so dumb. I+8 rings.
He puts out this pretty hostile sort of outgoing attitude. Mm-hmm. Always has, like, you know, never wants to talk to the press, all that. Is it possible he's super romantic, or do you think that she,
it's
like,
possible. She's blown his mind and he's
have thought to do that. You could totally love your partner and not have thought, you know what
we should
do?
This is the 9th ring. This is the important ring. Maybe he's just so romantic.
Maybe.
Just feel like.
I don't see it, but.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's very. It's just very wellness checky. Like, someone should look into that. But his family is all kind of going, what is happening? I'm sure they're not out there talking to the press, but there's definitely like little nudges that are happening on social media and people who, and even people from North Carolina, from the school are just like poking at her on social media.
Right. One of the things though, and no one could fault him for this, or at least anyone with a kid, the school could fault him. But when he took the job, many people said he took that job to set his son up for coaching next year or 2 years from now.
It's in the contract.
So that was his whole freaking thing was, I'm going to get my kid positioned well for his first big head coaching job.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. Like, if you're the kid, you're like, thanks, Dad. You're the best.
This doesn't stink like nepotism at all.
Well, it does, except that he's, you know, learned from the 8 ring guy. And I'm sure the school's like, well,
we'll take the guy who learned from the 8 ring guy.
Yeah, it might be worth it.
The 1+8 ring guy. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. You'll be the first to know, I'm sure.
You know me. I'm a finger on the pulse.
Right.
Of what's happened with Bill Belichick.
But 8 rings refers to his Super Bowl rings. Okay. He's got 8 of them.
Well, now he's got 9, my friend. He has got Jordan. Okay, next story is about Sarah Jessica Parker. Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Sex in the City. And,
right.
And just like that. She is saying she reads two books a day. Two books a day.
I just read a book. I didn't even mention this in my rant earlier when I was saying how overworked I am as I, you know, show up for mom's job too. I also read a book, yes, last night.
Yeah, but
one book. This big and about that thick.
One of those cardboard books?
It was my daughter had to read. It was her homework. She had to read this book, and it was, you know, small sentences, and it didn't take long at all. Yeah. So go Carrie Bradshaw. Or what's her name?
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
She's not talking about kid books, and she's not talking about short books. She's talking about novels. She is a parent.
Did she take that how to speed read class from the QVC?
The first thing I thought, because listen, I will sometimes read a book in a day. Like I read, I'll read and if I've got time, but I mean, who's got that kind of time?
Well, an actress that isn't currently filming might.
So she actually has a literary label. They actually, even in this, apparently this person who's writing this for BuzzFeed is saying she has sold a lot of books and says, SJP Lit, look it up, which is a very BuzzFeed thing to say. But they say here that there's something called the Booker Prize. It's awarded each year for the best sustained work of fiction written in English. And there's a board of judges that decide which books get this Booker Prize. Mm. And Sarah Jessica Parker is one of the people who decides. And she has her own literary credentials. She runs her own publishing imprint. And she has said at times she's reading two books a day because she has to get through all these books in order to make these decisions.
That's great.
It's just intense. I do feel like, first of all, even sometimes I'll be reading a book, just reading like a physical book. And I'm also listening to a book like when I'm in my car or if I'm, you know, trying to fall asleep or something, I might be listening to something and reading something. And sometimes I will get the two plots mixed up. Like, I'm like, and it's not because, you can be watching two TV shows, but sometimes I'm reading so many things or like I'll switch from this book to this book in the real world, but I'm still listening to this other thing over here or vice versa. And I can get kind of like, wait, which book is this? And I'll have to go back and figure it out. But can you imagine if you're reading, like, how is she even deciding if anything's any good if she's like plowing through two books a day?
Well, I think she's gotten her, you know, people write a lot of checks with their mouth and then they find themselves going, oh, fudge, I gotta back up everything I've agreed to do. And so she's stuck. She's got to read two books a day, not, I love it. I love it. I have this wonderful spot I go and I stay there all day. And it's a joy, the true pleasure.
She was at the Pen America Literary Gala last week, and Sarah Jessica Parker said, I am currently reading two books a day in preparation to judge the Booker Prize. It's intense to be reading that number of books. This is what she said on the red carpet, which she has time for a red carpet. I would be like, I'm just going to walk the red carpet and read a book the whole time.
She's politicking for some kind of win here, it looks
like. She said, the volume is kind of hard to convey. What it's like to have as many books as we are given the opportunity to read in a month, which I guess these are all the ones that are nominated. So she's trying to actually read them all. And every freaking picture of her on Instagram or any of these things, she's surrounded by books. Like if you go back through her Instagram, it's like she's clearly the most voracious reader on the planet, which I did not know. And I thought, well,
you know,
we love reading, but not two books a day.
I had this might have been 3 or 4 years ago, so I don't really recall the entire interview, but Reese Witherspoon is another person, actress, businesswoman, that also is involved with books in a big way. And I couldn't remember, I just looked it up, what exactly, but she's got a book club, and she does a bunch of stuff for female authors, and she's very involved. And I think it's cool if that's what you're up to, especially if it's not necessarily for your own benefit.
Right.
Like if you're helping young female authors or any female author to just sort of get behind them and help push them forward. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and even like, I don't know, I'm sure Oprah probably does have a publishing label because she's Oprah and she's got everything, but it is true when somebody that you like and you like their opinions and you've read something that they've recommended and now they've got their own book club. And for most people, you know, you get a month to read a book in a book club. I'm sure there's ones that meet weekly or something, but like for a lot of people, getting through a book in a month is an ask.
That's Reese's website for her book club, where women's stories shine.
And then a bunch of picks. That's great.
So there's she's got a whole thing going on. So I'm not surprised. I don't know. I didn't really get exactly what Sarah's doing. It sounds a little confusing. Like some.
Well, it sounds like It sounds like she's a real bookhead, and she's got her own publishing thing, and so and she's clearly like this Booker Award. I don't know about it, but she is like it's intense. I have a ton of books to read through. I'm doing two a day. Okay. Father's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Your dad does not want a book, by the way. This is not where I'm leading to. Tom Cruise is out. He's on the red carpet talking about his movies and just looking absolutely fantastic. And he's having a nice chat with this lady, and she's asking him all the right questions about all the fun things he's doing and all his fun movies. And then she ends the interview with this question.
Also, I got to ask, Father's Day is just around the corner. What would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
I love that. Tom, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. So nice to meet you.
So is she trying to like drop him to his knees there? Like he's estranged from Surrey. They haven't seen each other in a decade. And the other two kids, Isabella and Connor, I never hear anything about them. He was just like, but it is so awkward when you watch that.
Yeah. You know what's surprising is, well, he has awkward moments, but I was going to say he does usually seem very like PR ready.
Mm-hmm.
PR worthy.
I wonder if she threw that at him just to be a jerk. He was a great interview like that. I watched a lot of that just trying to find that part. And they're having a fun, happy, good exchange. And she's all like, I mean, if you look up Tom Cruise, because you're going to do an interview with him, you would see he's estranged from his children.
Hey, you know, just having fun, man.
Yeah, just Yikes. Having fun, man. I'm not even going to mention my children by name.
It's like a glitch in the Matrix. He's like, having fun. Movies, making movies.
Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I can't even imagine having a child in this world and being estranged from them.
Right.
Like
it feels
really,
like you'd move heaven and earth to
really
have
can't.
A relationship at the very least.
Like, why? Mm. Why? If you just want to, you know, peace out right after they're born. Right. He hasn't been around her at all, right? Since she's two?
No. Since she's, I think, around 10.
So that's when they were
she's
done.
She's 19.
Sorry. Are you talking about Surrey? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they got divorced when she was 6. I was looking this up
He
this
was
morning.
Seeing her for a while.
Yeah. And then she changed her name so she doesn't have his last name. Yep. And he wasn't at her high school graduation a couple years ago.
Yeah. She's 19 now. They're saying it's pushing a decade. I don't know when she changed her name, but yeah, that is probably. I think she changed her name to Noelle, Surrey Noelle, mm-hmm. like which is her mom's middle name. But he was for a while. He would see her, and then those stories stopped happening.
That's terrible.
I know.
The other two, I was looking it up. It looks like the last time they were spotted in public together was December 2023, but that doesn't mean that they're not. They don't still have a relationship.
No, that is true.
I mean, it was years before that, the previous pictures. So I think he just keeps it very private.
He also, I think, was that the stuff that happened in Aspen? He's got like a place in Vail or in Aspen or something.
Why wouldn't you?
Right. And then they do their holidays there, or they had been doing them for years. And maybe they're like, you know, it's hard to get pictures of people in ski gear because you're not 100% sure that that's Tom Cruise.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of stars, they love to ski. They're like, nobody knows it's me.
I feel bad for the woman that asked the question. She's going to be like a suppressive person now, you know, the Scientologist.
Oh,
person.
Yeah, they're going to go after her. Yeah,
she's suppressive.
Right, she's suppressive.
Well, the gotcha question has been around. She didn't invent it.
Yeah.
But she did get played on our show and probably many around the country.
Yes.
So the gotcha question, there's a reason for it.
We don't
know
bad
name,
at
though.
Her job and doesn't do any research and just
that's possible.
Like,
yeah, Father's
oh, yeah,
Day.
Got kids.
No,
sure.
No, it was definitely on purpose. Let's give her some credit.
She was poking the bear.
Yeah. After a really nice interview, too. I mean, you know, he's big. You can make your name just by having an interview that went well with him.
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Mm-hmm.
Totally glitch. That's funny. I'm not here to talk about that. What are you doing?
Mission Impossible. Doing stunts. Jets, planes.
Would it be better if his 22-year-old girlfriend came out and said, we're not talking about that?
That would be funny. Wait, I thought he was with Ana de Armas.
He is.
She's at least 32. Yeah. He doesn't have some young thing.
She is smoking hot.
I know. Jesus. I don't know if they're, and they're also dancing around that too. I don't think, she didn't ask about that, this particular interviewer, but that to me is the thing. Oh, yes, the time. Look at that. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Did you know Airbnb has anti-party tech?
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Out of style! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's hump day. Coming up at 8:05, your first chance today to join us at the WSF for Drag Me to Brunch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Ah.
I drive the Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford because I'm smart.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
I am. Actually, this car is amazing and checked all my boxes. And someone had written in, hey, what do you think of this other E car? And I was like, I did check around. I tried a few different ones. But when I got into the Mustang Mach-E, I went, it's got everything I need. It's got a small footprint, big inside, fits surfboards, kids. I commute long distance. I need a big charge, and it's got that as well. And now you too can pay with Ford's employee pricing for all. You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. That's
nice
all
discount.
Of them.
It's great.
I mean, would I like an F-150? I would. It won't fit in the parking spot downstairs.
Mm-mm.
So there's, you know, reasons for things. So the Mach-E works for me, but maybe you go get yourself, who knows?
You'll get a pickup, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, man.
Frontier Ford, they're nice people, and they have a great service department. Check them out.
All right.
Hot, sunny,
hot.
Windy, and a fire warning today. Oh. So get with that.
Okay.
OKC won last night, and the Knicks play tonight in New York, where my wife currently is. Mm. We loaded her down with a list of souvenirs we want.
Oh.
And as we were listing them off, I had the kids were near me and we're all on the phone and I'm like, can you get me? And then the kids are like, oh, yeah, I know what I want. And then I just started like, at some point she goes, I'm going to have to buy a suitcase too. And I go, oh, and get me a new suitcase as well. Mm. But we wanted a Statue of Liberty snow globe.
Oh, sure.
And I want satin pants.
Oh, satin pants.
Uh-huh.
And short pants, a little
no long pants, no long pants, kind of you know
flirty.
No, not shorts.
Pants.
No, those won't work for me at all. Mm. Not what right now, anyway. I don't know. I'm gonna let her surprise me. Oh. I want a platform boots.
No,
which would be nice.
Sure.
Can she bring us some bagels?
I asked. You know what? I didn't ask for bagels. I asked for a pizza. But I'll add that to the list.
Yeah, bagels are a good one to bring back.
Bagels are just so much more easily transported than a pizza.
I would like a bagel too, please.
Yeah, bagels.
Okay, I will.
Big thing. I like a sesame bagel.
Oh, specific.
Yes.
Okay. That would be all right.
I'll take whatever she brings.
Bagel or a Ben. Sesame. You can keep your everything bagel. I don't want that. Bagel. I don't want that.
I have to share this for a moment before I get into the Airbnb anti-party tech.
Oh, yes.
When I got home yesterday, so because my missus is in New York, Maka, her mom, is staying with us, yes. My mother-in-law.
Hey, Maka.
I walk in and I have a list of things I'm going to have to do. Just is the way it is. I'm taking over mom's gig and I don't get to go lay down.
Stuff's got
to
get done.
Right.
Go lay down. You would never do that. Who are you?
Go lay down. Now I have a list of stuff.
Right, okay.
So there I am. I'm trying to make some scrambled eggs real quick. And I'm hearing this voice in the TV room and I'm like, I think that's Dick Van Dyke. So I come around the corner to look, and sure enough, she's watching Diagnosis Murder.
Oh.
And it's one of Dick Van Dyke's, I believe, one of his last television series.
How old is he in it?
He's definitely white-haired, but I would guess he's in his mid-60s at that point.
Oh, so this is a 70s or 80s show?
No. Maybe 80s. When was Diagnosis Murder on? But you know what was weird is I heard him... And then I thought, that sounds like someone related to him.
It aired from 1993 to 2001.
Whoa. So he would have been, I don't know, but then.
Well, 93 was 30 years ago, and he's just about 100, right?
Okay.
So he's like in his 70s.
He looked great. And he's still, you know, out there doing it. So good for it. But anyway, that show starred
60s,
two of his kids.
Oh.
I just looked it up because I was like, I want to make sure.
There are other Van Dykes in the Dick Van Dyke show.
And they got to come to Hollywood because they're Van Dykes. Mm. So, you know,
were they good in it? Did you notice they were?
I did. I was trying to make eggs and I had to get out. And then
what kind of eggs did you make?
Scrambled. Mm. And I come back from my walk and Matlock's on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my TV is having an old people moment.
Who started Matlock?
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith.
Right. I always get him and Dick Van Dyke mixed up.
Yeah, well, the two.
They're old timey.
They're still living their best lives on TV. Who knew?
How old was Andy Griffith when he died? Did he die? He's got to be dead, right?
Nope.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
July 3rd, 2012.
Oh. All right. And,
age of 86.
Matlock aired from 1986 to 1995.
Well.
So you definitely had some old shows.
They're rolling in reruns on a channel somewhere in the thousands on my TV at home as we speak because I've never seen that stuff until Maka got a hold of our remote.
It's the Maka channel.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Well,
old people shows.
You know, I mean, I'm sure that there's plenty of people enjoying that. Daytime TV, though, is terrible. You know, now that we've got... streamers,
you don't even have
to put on the daytime game shows and the daytime.
But do they still have like the Price is Right?
Yes. It's all on.
And then like soap operas?
She's got the TV rolling all day. Yes, there are soap operas anymore as well.
Mm. But they all got like canceled.
Well, some of them did. Mm. The whole thing. Okay, Airbnb. How do you feel about Airbnb?
Well, we use it a lot, and I'm sorry to hear that they've got party technology happening, because I'm definitely having a party at my Airbnb I'm renting this summer.
You are?
I am. I are. Yes, I are.
If you're thinking of booking a last-minute Airbnb for Memorial Day weekend to throw a rager, you're going to come up against some trouble.
Oh.
Airbnb announced their anti-party tech will be in effect for Memorial Day and also for 4th of July.
How do they know this?
It's not a brand new feature. It's the fourth year they've done it, and it doesn't mean they're listening in to see if you're too loud. Mm. It's just the algorithm looks for red flags when you're booking the place. So they say, here's some of the factors that are part of their anti-party tech. Let's see. Property type. How long you're staying, how far away you live. So if you book something in your neighborhood, they know you're throwing a party at not your house.
You don't want to mess your house up, right.
And also the last minute bookings are a red flag for them. So it might be if you're booking a huge house at the last second and you only live a few miles away, they know you're throwing a block party. And they're gonna turn off your, they won't let you reserve it. They say they've prevented over 50,000 bookings last year.
Wow.
Over half of them were in just three states. Texas, Florida, California.
Oh.
That's where the party people live. So people go,
well, it does, you know, I don't think you should do this. I want to be on the record. Like, if I was going to Airbnb my house, I definitely would not want someone to come and throw a party at it or shoot a porn, because we've heard that that happens too. Mm-hmm. It's a location that's easily, like, you can just go find something. It's nearby. It's not yours. You don't have to pay a cleaning fee. So someone comes and cleans it, washes all the sheets. And it's a great, you know, it's a party that you can throw and then walk away from. Like, oh, I'm going to clean that up. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to walk down the street to my home. That's not cool. I mean, I am going to have some people over. We're all in our 60s now.
Yeah, but you party.
Yeah, but I mean,
you party.
There'll
though.
Be apology notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be some, but they won't be that bad. It'll be like, oh God, we stayed up till 10 o'clock. Sorry to keep you guys up so late.
Whatever. I mean, you're not speedballing anything, but I'm saying you party.
I'm not sure.
Famous last words. I'm not going to barf there.
I won't barf there. I'm not going to do a speedball there.
We got to write that down. We'll check when you get back.
I don't know how, you know.
I don't think you should be so confident about not barfing. That seems to be this thing. Every time you go, oh, I haven't barfed in years. When's the last time you did? Well, all right. If I'm honest, it was last month. But, you know, I didn't barf. I just had to. I was in the bathroom and I just stayed near the toilet just in case.
I fell asleep on the toilet.
I didn't know. I was in front of the toilet falling asleep.
Right.
Stop it. That's so silly. You guys, that doesn't happen. The last time I can remember it happening was during the, it was when my neighbor, I gave him a bunch of lemons and he brought me this big thing of lemon drops and they didn't even taste like alcohol. I was like,
yeah, lemon drops will get you.
I barfed at 6:30 p.m.
Nice job.
That's how bad it was.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, now I know. Those are dangerous.
How old are you?
That was like not that long ago.
Yeah.
No,
last week.
I was here. No, I've been here since you.
No. That was in the middle of the. I did have an incident. That was one where I was sitting in front of the thing, but that was. I felt like I ate something bad. That one.
See.
The lemon drop thing happened during the pandemic. That was something else. I don't think I was that drunk that night. I told you guys.
That's not how I remember the story.
No, you don't know things. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Things. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy National Waitstaff Day.
Oh, okay.
This day honors servers, bartenders, baristas. Thank them for dealing with all the special requests.
Yeah, we all have special requests. Could you? Would it be possible?
May I?
Can I have this without? Could you add?
Here are some stats from current and former servers. They were asked questions, and here is how they answered.
All right.
Have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate?
Oh, yeah, I have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
32% said yes. So essentially
well,
a third.
I'm going to scrape it into a trash can. That shrimp looks delicious.
Oh, after.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not on the way out to deliver it. You didn't
go.
Oh,
no. Mm-mm.
Oops, that fell in my belly.
Oopsie. Have you guys all, has everyone waited tables?
You know what happened my first time at doing that.
Well, you were tripping. So you
I accidentally
to
took LSD and left the restaurant.
Never waited on a single table, which is for the best.
In my
like.
Underwear. Because I just went, I am never going to come back here again. I'll just take it all off now. And my girlfriend worked there too and was like, what are you doing? As I walked by in my underwear, it's like, oh my God.
I what got is- you. I went out of my way to get you this job.
Oh, they must have talked about you for years.
Here's the thing. I say accidentally because I had a friend at lunch while we were in high school. My friend at lunch goes, look what I just bought. And there were two little pieces of paper. And they had album that was called album cover. That's what he called it. This is album cover LSD. That's the picture on the thing. And I went, you paid $5 each for two pieces of like, what are you, stupid? And I went, gulp. I had no idea what LSD does. I had no idea what I'd just done to myself. And that went into and beyond the middle of the night for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's good stuff.
No, it was not the right time for that. You're supposed to do that in the woods when you're not at work.
In the
no
woods?
No parents are. Yeah, you want to be out in nature.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He knows. You don't know. We know.
Yeah. I don't know. 12 hours out in the woods.
Well, I
oh,
didn't.
Yeah. Watch yeah. the sunrise.
Yeah.
You're,
all
like,
the stuff.
Peeking out. Like, oh.
Didn't you say one time you sat on the edge of a cliff and thought, I can probably back in Dallas?
I sat on the edge of a cliff as the wind was blowing at me. And I was just when I lived in Del Mar. My feet are just
how far
dangling
above
off
what?
100 feet above. Okay. Mm. But I just sat there and it was this breeze. And I don't know if I was there for 5 minutes or 5 hours. It was glorious. Mm. And. You know, I was lost for most of the night.
Yeah.
When I finally found my friends.
Sandy,
like,
when you hear that your tripping son was sitting on the edge of a cliff 100 feet tall in Del Mar and just letting the wind wash over him for maybe 5 minutes, maybe 5 hours. Are you just, does it make your palms itch? Like, what?
She loves
are
it.
You talking
she loves these stories.
Ah!
She loves because they're all in the past.
If anything, she's probably sitting there going, he didn't share any of that with me.
Right.
Bring home some LSD, boy.
Sandy.
How about it?
Mm-hmm.
Ever dated or hooked up with a cook? 1/4 say of the wait. This is National Wait Staff Day, by the way. Ever dated or hooked up with a cook? 25% say yes.
Yeah, there was always the people who were willing to do the cook for some reason.
You didn't do the cook?
I did not do the cook.
All the people you did, and you're not willing to do the cook.
Because I heard right off the bat from a departing waiter, waitress, I guess, she was like, that guy gave me herpes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to not do him.
What?
Yeah.
Have you ever come into to work sick or hungover? 81% say yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage?
No.
6% say yes. Have you ever given someone free food or free drink because you thought they were cute?
Yes.
30% say yes. Have you ever snuck off to a bathroom just to get a break? 88% say yes.
I mean, isn't that every job?
Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? Half of servers say they've retaliated in some way, but they didn't say how.
I would never have spit in someone's food or drink.
That is one of the things, though.
Yes, definitely. But I don't believe I would. I definitely had bad people sitting at my tables or waited on bad people at a, I just, you know, you have to chalk it up and kill them with kindness.
One of the things I talked to a good friend of mine who actually was a waiter here in the city at one of the good, big, you know, fancy restaurants. And as he described the lifestyle, it's a whole other thing. Like he would say, first of all, the pace was incredible. So you're just busy and you're going hard. And there is some drug use sometimes, not always, but. And
it's
then
rampant.
Almost
in restaurants
everybody
and bars.
Stays after hours and hangs until 3 a.m. and they drink and smoke cigarettes and whatever else. And as I was listening to it, I thought that's like there's camaraderie there, it sounds like, and some fun to be had. I don't know.
Sure, as long as you don't develop a problem.
What are you saying?
That's where I got some of my problems.
That's where you caught a cocaine problem?
Yeah, and you could tell when the coke would show up because everyone would all of a sudden be in a good mood.
Like, hey, isn't this fantastic?
Isn't this great?
Yay!
Oh,
let me lick your nostril.
I was stealing money. It was terrible. It was a terrible, like, embarrassing, shameful time in my life.
Don't be ashamed. It made you who you are.
Well, my shame made me who I am. Yes, thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 4 and 5 says, I believe that was Chuck E. Cheese story. Total classic. No, it was...
Moosley McPopalons.
Oh, yeah, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Now I'm not going to find
Bullwinkles.
It. Bullwinkles. That's it. And I was wearing a County Mountie. I had a red jacket and one of those hats you pull down of the big... circle
pith
things
helmet looking.
And my hair, they had told me you've got to cut your hair and I wouldn't. And so Darcy, my girlfriend at the time, while I was having trouble with my LSD, she pinned my hair in bobby pins all up. And so then I had a moment where I pulled the hat off and pulled out my bobby pins and went, ah,
Fabio.
I did. I got to get out of here. I got to take these things off and I got to get out of here. I went home and hid while the walls and the ceiling just went.
Breathe. Yeah.
Where you got to be?
I got to get these commercials in on this side of the 12. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.